You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
So today, I'm super excited to welcome, and I'm also really excited to learn about her story and her business. But Rachel, I actually don't even know your last name. I'm doing a terrible job today.
That's okay.
You'll have to just introduce yourself and give us the rundown. But welcome, Rachel. Thank you for being here today.
Great. Thank you for having me. I'm kind of excited. Also extremely nervous. I'm not used to doing stuff like this. So breaking out of my bubble and that, you know, it's all very nerve wracking. So my name is Rachel Simon. I'm currently going through the EC program at the Venture Center here in Appleton, creating a business plan for a bar. My history behind, you know, why I wanted to open a bar. I've been in the service industry since I was a teenager, you know, worked at Rocky Rococo's, you know, once since I was 15. I started out bartending for a friend who owned a bar in Fond du Lac. And when she asked me to bartend for her, I was kind of nervous about it. I was like, Katie, I'm like, man, I've never bartended. I have no experience. I love to be at the bar, but you know, I'm like, I don't know how to bartend. But you have the personality, she says. And she's like, I just need a personality behind my bar. I can teach you the rest. It's not hard to make drinks. And I was like, all right, well, we'll give it a shot. So I started working for her in bartending and I fell in love with it. Being an outgoing person, love to talk with people, I really took to the bartending world. That's really where I kind of started having the dream of owning my own bar. And that was well over 10 years ago already, you know? So when my partner, Nikki, and I moved up to Appleton, about five years ago or so, we really struggled to connect with people up here. Being a lesbian in a town that's new is hard. Back in Fond du Lac where we previously lived, we had friends, played softball. We had our local bar that we hung out at. But when we moved up here, it was extremely difficult for us to find friends, to find a bar that we were welcome at, that we were comfortable with. And here in Appleton, you know, we have Rascals, which is kind of our most popular gay bar. But if anybody, you know, if you've all ever heard of Rascals, it's an amazing place, but it's very much a gay man's bar. So there's not a lot of women there at all, you know? And so we really found ourselves kind of like sheltering at home, which is not, you know, what we do. And it took us a long time to find a group of friends and to find other women who we could connect with. Throughout my bartending and working in the service industry, I finally came to a point where, you know, I was like, well, it's time to make it happen. You know, and I heard about the eSeed program through a friend of mine while I was managing at another area bar. And I was like, you know what, it hit me. You know, I had gone through all the motions of helping somebody else's bar business work, you know, and I managed with them and, you know, and then I was like, wait a minute, like, I know I can do this. I'm making it happen for them, but it's time for me to make it happen for me, you know, and seeing the lack of women's support in the community for lesbians, we, you know, there's nowhere to go. We have no softball leagues. We have no women's pool leagues. We have nothing that's just generalized for women here in Appleton. And it's a struggle, you know, and it's baffling to me, you know, and I don't understand exactly why. But so really kind of through this EC program and going through my business plan, have been able to understand that it's not just a bar anymore. You know, I'm really trying to create something in our community that allows the women to feel safe, to have a place to connect with other women. And it's really more about cultivating our community here in Appleton, and realizing that there really is a problem here. You know, I talk with friends who struggle with like the Mile of Music, you know, like they have bands that are all women-based bands. Every member of their band is a woman, but they struggle to find places to play where, you know, bars can't book them. So really it's really starting to become more of a community gathering place, and just really making a safe, like I said, making a safe place for women of all types to just come and gather and find friends. You know, it's really difficult nowadays, especially with technology and, well, of course, with the COVID, you know, that's a struggle. But all the apps and the dating apps and nobody really connects face to face anymore. And that's a problem. You know, it's an issue. So I really am striving to create a space where women just feel safe and they can come. We can support each other. And really, that's really what the Nightingale Lounge is intended to be.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, thank you for that. It was a great, like, I love your story. I think it's amazing, really. And, you know, you found a problem and you're going after it. Right. We'll open up for questions. Okay. So if anyone on the call today has a question for Rachel, let us know. If you're viewing in on Facebook, you can plop a question in the comments and we will serve it over to Rachel through our ways, Tracy. But yeah, hey, so I'll start off with a question. So you're like in the idea phase right now, right?
Correct.
And you're working with the EC program and Amy at Fox Valley Tech. What is like your timeline like, or what are you thinking? Obviously, I'll ask two questions. What is your timeline? And then also, like, how has COVID and like everything that's going on affected your plans, if at all?
Right. My timeline, I wanted to be open by fall. So I kind of wanted to have a building be open for business by November. But you're right. The COVID has really forced me to take a step back and look at, you know, how COVID's affecting all of our area bars. I mean, they're all small businesses here. They're all people who this is their livelihood, right? And they really have had to, I've been watching, local area bars that have actually had to, and I love this phrase, and Amy's taught this to us, had to pivot their business plan. They've had to pivot what they're doing to survive, you know, and in Wisconsin here, of course, we're the number one drinking state in the country, you know, so of course there's opportunity here, and people have really, really, I don't know, they've really been supportive about local area businesses. And I've seen these bars that are sending drinks home, you know, but you're build your own Bloody Mary, and they send the cool little bottle of Tito's, and it's just really neat. And I've been watching them really make it work for them. So like I said, I was kind of working for fall, but with the COVID-19 stuff, I'm shooting more for March of next year, spring of next year. And as horrible as this sounds, you know, I also know that a lot of these area bars are not going to make it either. And so, unfortunately, you know, as good as that is for me and my business, I'm going to have to use that as an opportunity to find a business and a bar that I can purchase at a great price and kind of go from there. So we're going to have to kind of play out the COVID thing and see where it takes us. But my goal is hopefully to be open by spring. And then also have in my business plan kind of a flip on, you know, if this were to happen again, how am I going to make this work? You know, because it's a problem, you know, and I've seen so many people struggling with it, you know, with the area bars. So.
Yeah, no, I love that. And that was going to be my follow-up. I was thinking about, like, you know, is there an opportunity because of this to buy up some kind of existing, because even like bar license or, you know, yep, liquor license, that kind of stuff. Of course, I know nothing about the hospitality industry, but yeah, that's awesome. That sounds like you've got it figured out. And I do think this could be a really great opportunity for you.
Thank
we
you.
Have any other questions out there? I could ask Rachel questions all day.
Yeah, we got one.
I have a question. I think your idea sounds amazing. I would love to be able to have a space to get together with other women and if your actual physical space can't happen for like another however many months, could we start maybe an online space first?
Okay, that's actually an awesome idea. So, and that incorporates with the business plan and networking too, which is exciting, and reaching out to the community now in order just to build that community before we can open. So starting up something like that, you know, maybe a website and a chat group and a Facebook page, just like I said, just for something for these women to be able to come together and communicate and meet people. Yep. So that's a really great idea. We'll have to start planning.
I hate to follow up with that idea. Maybe we could start something around, you know, some like a kind of a book club, but I know a lot of people are, you know, not book clubby, but just something along those lines, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And that was an idea when we're, you know, shopping around for buildings and spaces. It was very important. It's important for me to have a room, you know, aside from just the bar, where groups like this can have meetings and get together, you know? And so, having a space that's not, you know, generalized public where they can come in, have that privacy, and, you know, anything from, you know, women's groups in our community, which there are quite a few, but it'd be a gathering spot for those, you know, and then trans women support groups, lesbian support groups, anything like that where we can have, but starting those before the bar opens, that sounds amazing to me. I would absolutely love to start something like that.
I'm not trying to interrupt, and I love all your feedback that I'm getting, but you're saying there's a lot of women's groups around here and I'm not familiar with them.
Well, I guess I shouldn't have said a lot, but through the eSeed program and the startup surges that we've had, I have been introduced to maybe a few, two or three women's groups that kind of, you know, support each other, that get together. And there's, you know, the women's Rock the Fox Cities group, which is amazing. And Renee Millard heads that up. And so there's just a few other groups that I've kind of known about, I've not actually participated with yet, but I'm a part of that. So, you know, maybe researching and getting a list would be a great idea for me to kind of start reaching out to those women, you know, and saying, hey, let's get a centralized meeting place. And, you know, at least even right for now online, and do this once we kind of like, you know, what you guys are doing with 1 million cups, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I really love your idea. Really support everything you're doing. And I hope to really be a part of it.
Thank you. I look forward to that too. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Robert Voltz, and you just met my wife probably for the first time. Her name is Teresa. She's excited to be a part of this, so thank you.
Great, thank you.
So Rachel, this is Mark Burwell. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
How you doing? I know we talked the other day about what's going to happen with some fallout in different places. Mm-hmm. As far as location, having the ability of maybe somebody who wants to transition or who's retiring or whatever might have a place for you. And that's going to be a possibility. I know that happened back during the last recession we had. Some people were willing to launch businesses, but some people were finally saying, well, I think I might want to pass this on. So is that something that you'd consider?
Absolutely. You know, leasing a place, you know, and a lot of, we talked about this too. I was talking with Tom from the SBA yesterday in Oshkosh, and he, you know, had mentioned that finding a space and leasing it from a business perspective might be a better opportunity just to start out with. You know, all of my dreams may not come true with, you know, decor and, you know, the space being exactly how I'd like it. But, you know, just to get something out there and get started is a good starting point. A lot of opportunity there with other business owners in town. And like I said, with the COVID thing, I think come fall, we might see quite an uptick in the number of businesses that are ready to sell and, you know, say, all right, listen, like after all of this, you know, how do we come back, and might find themselves in a difficult situation. which unfortunately, and also good for me, you know, right? That I can hopefully find a place that that somebody's that's willing to work with me on that. So
I think because you know the field out there, what's going on, it's probably a great, gives you an opportunity to do some research on site locations.
Right, absolutely. Yep, and location, I'm glad you said that. You know, we talked about, you know, being downtown college, where do we want to be as far as a location wise? And I think that after doing a bit of market research on my demographic, women generally, they really don't want to party. Like, they are not big partiers. They want to go out and have a couple drinks and go home, right? So being downtown College Avenue isn't a great opportunity for us. So we need a place that's, you know, good parking, easy to get to, kind of centralized location, maybe closer to college, but not quite on college, and keeping away from those college party goers, you know. So but I'm hoping, yeah, I'm hoping to find something. It's just kind of a waiting game at this point. So
I know you've been around your name a few times and what you want to have. So that's the other thing probably to do a little research on as well, because so the connotation of a bar or even lounge might be something you may, by the time you get done with this, you may have something that's totally unique and different that doesn't really connotate any of that. So it'll make it a little easier for your audience as well.
Right. If you don't mind, I might share. It's a little embarrassing actually for me. When I first started the EC program, I was so gung-ho about this idea of, you know, running this women's bar and blah, blah, blah. And the idea, my name was Jugs. And I thought it was a great idea, you know, going through all of this now, I'm like, okay, I want to be there to support women. And I want to have this bar that's going to be classy and amazing. But I'm going to call it Jugs. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because when researching names, I've got, you know, our Slicky Notes from E-Seed, and I've got this wall in front of my computer with all of these business name ideas. And the Nightingale Lounge, when it hit me, really refers back to the whole spiritual meaning of a nightingale, is that they sing their song at night and they're most comfortable at night, you know, and opening a bar and being safe, and being a nightingale represents just being who you are. And that's really the basis behind the nightingale, you know, being our kind of our logo and our name. Is that women just need to be who they are. And so that, you know, that's kind of how that all came about. But you're correct, it could change again, you know, after this, who knows? I don't know, but at least it's not Jugs. I don't think so.
Well, you're in the middle of the process, so good luck to you.
Thank you, I appreciate that, thanks.
Awesome, well, if there are any other questions for Rachel, kind of last call for questions here. Otherwise, the last question, and I'll kind of stretch this out, but the last question is always for 1 Million Cups, what can the community do for you? What can the community do for you, Rachel?
Right. You know, like I said, I guess that's a difficult question. I guess I'm trying to do something for the community, you know, as the 1 Million Cups community. I'm really just looking to start networking, like with these other women groups, and getting my name out there. There's been advice to start collaborating and getting, you know, like I said, like that base customer group, and start talking about the idea now to kind of draw them in, so that when I am open, you know, they're going to want to be there. So I don't really know how to do that at this point. What's the starting point to kind of create that base customer group and start talking about the ideas and letting it be a place for them and say, hey, well, I want this in this bar and I want this in this bar, and let's do this, and taking those ideas and kind of going with it. So starting something like that is almost, you know, what's going to be my next step. I don't really know how to do that. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, so if people want to get in touch with you right now, yeah, is that kind of what you're talking about? Like how to organize the you know, the community side? Right. Yeah. I mean, so I guess just you know, if you come up with like a Facebook group or something, let us know. Cause even as the 1 million cups group, you know, we're happy to share any kind of Facebook page on our social media and mailing list, to help you out. So,
awesome. Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, that sounds great. So once you have that, let us know and we'll send out a note to our followers. And we can, so anyone on the call is wondering how to get connected with Rachel, probably look out for something like that, or is there a good way of connecting with you today?
Yeah, I can. I see that Robert was asking, and I can put my email address here in the chat.
Awesome.
Is that okay? Is that
yeah, work? That's perfect. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome.
So, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Robert's wife. I was saying, yes, I would like to get in touch with you through email or something. I always have really great ideas about how to integrate your business with the greater community and that kind of thing. And I would love to be further in touch with you.
Awesome. That sounds great. Yep. I put my email address there in the chat. And I think you're right. Like starting these groups now is really imperative to making sure that we have a way to get together after all of this COVID-19 stuff happens. So yeah, we can absolutely talk and kind of brainstorm about what we can do to make that happen. Thank you.
I think you're going to have a wave of people ready to get together after all this.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Awesome. Yep. I agree.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker, and thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.